WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Iowa caucus is now just 5 days out. Tonight, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis will take to the debate stage in Des Moines, Iowa. Former President Trump, who also qualified, though, will not participate. Alaska Airlines is extending cancellations of its Boeing 737 M9 flights until at least Saturday, while investigators determine what caused an unused plug door to fall out mid-flight. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
Today alone, United has canceled 167 MAX 9 flights. It says it's still operating some of the flights that were supposed to be on MAX 9s by switching to other aircraft. Alaska Airlines says it's canceling all of its MAX 9 flights at least through Saturday. Both airlines are waiting for the FAA to tell them what they need to do to fly their MAX 9s again. The FAA is keeping them grounded.
Hunter Biden made a surprise appearance at a House oversight hearing today. That is, House Republicans weigh whether to vote on a contempt resolution after Hunter Biden failed to appear last month for a deposition. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is MAX News with Jim Finn.
On Tuesday, there were at least four crashes that happened in Greene County, which all owed to the snowy conditions. According to the Greene County Sheriff's Office, the first crash happened early in the morning on State Highway 104. The driver, a 27-year-old Durand man, lost control of the vehicle and crashed into a utility pole. The second crash happened later on Tuesday morning on State Highway 81 in Spring Grove. A 27-year-old Freeport woman was driving when she lost control of the vehicle and crashed into a culvert. She was injured but is expected to be okay. The third crash took place in the afternoon in Mount Pleasant when a 44-year-old Evansville man driving on County Highway EE lost control of the vehicle, went into the ditch, and flipped. The driver was not injured. And the fourth crash happened on State Highway 11 in the town of Monroe around 3 p.m. A 35-year-old Monroe woman lost control of the vehicle and then crashed into a fence. She was uninjured and drove her vehicle from the scene. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy and calm today, with temperatures in the low 30s, slowly dropping to the upper 20s. By this evening, more light snow pushes in, bringing around an inch by tomorrow morning. And the next snowstorm, striking Friday, with heavy accumulations expected once again. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
99.7
Did you read?
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 50-minute music hour kicks off with Genesis, and now on to Duran Duran.
FM.
Something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and what you go. But I know no matter what the waitress brings, I should drink it and always be full. Yeah, I will drink it and always be full.
Motor. your motor in.
FM Sports.
Wisconsin and Marquette both return to action tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 11th-ranked Golden Eagles back home to face Butler in Big East action at Fiserv Forum. The 15th-ranked Badgers shooting for their fourth straight Big Ten victory. They'll take on the Ohio State Buckeyes in Columbus. Badgers have won four straight overall. Bucks are off until tomorrow night when they host the Boston Celtics. Milwaukee's dropped 4 of 5, but still resides in second place in the Eastern Conference, 3.5 games behind the Celtics. The Packers wrapped up a day of work in Green Bay today as they get ready to face the Cowboys in the wildcard playoffs on Sunday in Dallas. Wideout Malik Heath was almost at a loss for words when the Packers punched their ticket.
Crazy. It's crazy. I ain't gonna tell y'all no story or nothing. This is crazy. My first year playoffs, chance to win the Super Bowl, that's crazy, you know.
Pittsburgh Steelers have ruled out T.J. Watt. The former Badger will not play in Sunday's wildcard matchup with Pittsburgh against Buffalo. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
Right on!
I get to hear what I want when I want.
99.7 Max FM.
We've got a chance to pay your TV streaming service for a year. Just go to throwbacknationradio.com, participate in the 80s and 90s binge brackets. You vote for your favorite 80s and 90s TV show theme songs. There's so many that you'll remember. I thought I wouldn't know some of them, but I'm pretty familiar with almost all of them at this point. Throwbacknationradio.com for your chance to win.
It's great.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7
Max FM.
maximum music. Max FM.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We are finishing up the workday. It is Aaron. A couple sports updates. Big game tonight for the men's basketball team. The Badgers travel to Columbus, Ohio to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Tip off at 7:30. The Badgers rank the highest they've been all season at 15th in the country. Now, I know it's easy to kind of maybe overlook the progress of college basketball with the football going on right now. They are 11-3, and then they have a big game Saturday morning at the Kohl Center as they take on the Northwestern Wildcats. And we're watching the Packers football team as they travel to take on former coach Mike McCarthy of the Dallas Cowboys, who doesn't want to talk at all about his time in Green Bay. He's moved on, and quite frankly, it's an entirely different team that he'll be competing against. The Packers at the Cowboys in the wild card round. Sunday afternoon. You can catch the game at 3:30 on Fox 47.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for Bald Eagle Watching Days for 2024. This is Wisconsin's longest-running eagle watching event. Come to the newly renovated Overlook on Water Street in Prairie du Sac to see eagles over the Wisconsin River, or you can attend one of the presentations at the River Art Center. Both Saturday and Sunday, January 13th and 14th, the Overlook will be staffed with volunteers from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. to help find eagles and answer questions. Find all the details and a full schedule of events for presentations at Fairy Bluff Eagle Council. Once again, it's the 2024 Bald Eagle Watching Days in Prairie du Sac. And it's a perfect time of year to get outside and enjoy a peaceful winter walk. Friends of Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Winter Wonderland Walk. This will be on Saturday, January 13th from 10 a.m. until noon. You can get all the details by going to Friends of Mirror Lake State Park on Facebook or by searching their event, Winter Wonderland Walk. And the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. It's open to the public every second Sunday of the month. Menu will include made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, homemade pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. $10 per person. Children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. And as always, this is a great opportunity to support the local veterans and enjoy the VFW Hall and memorabilia, plus gathering around with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back into helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This will be on Sunday, January 14th, 8 a.m. until noon.
Blast down the mountain in a tube, on skis, or a snowboard at Christmas Mountain Village in the Dells. Warm up around the fire or in mulligans with one of their delicious entrees. Check out what's happening at christmasmountainvillage.co and see you on the mountain.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers and flurries this evening, a cloudy sky overnight, and lows in the low 20s. High near 30 for tomorrow, maybe some late day sun. Winter storm watches for Friday for more snow, then much colder for the weekend. Highs struggling to get up above zero by Sunday, and windy with bitter wind chills. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 28 degrees right now.
99.7 Max FM. Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight,
99.7 Max FM.
Radio, video, boogie with a suitcase. Y'all living in a ditch.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant will take you through the rest of your afternoon and evening. He's got another 50-minute music hour queued up. Coming up here on Max FM.
Well, my friends, the time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta. Forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta. Forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music